اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيع الله وأطيع الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. What we said yesterday is that say Allah, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل الله means قل. If you stop, قل الله. Say يا محمد الله. ثم درهم في خوضهم يلعبون. And leave them waste in their ways to waste their time and play. Don't bother with them. Only connect your heart with me. So connecting the heart is very important, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Holy Quran in Surah Al-Kahf, وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَفَّنَّ قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلَّ قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا.
Means don't follow those whom we made their hearts heedless from our remembrance. Means keep your heart always in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that connection. That connection already when you took initiation, that connection is there, that fitting in the pipe between you and the Shaykh is there. So, but don't be heedless. Don't be heedless to lose. You are not losing the connection, but you are forgetting that there is a connection there between you and your Shaykh that take you to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and from Prophet to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Am ala kulubin atfaluha. Or
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفلا يتدبرون القرآن أم على قلوب أقفالها.
Means are they not studying and reading إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. We have revealed the ذكر, means the Holy Quran, and we are protecting it. أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَكْفَالُهَا. Or is there locks on the hearts of people that they don't want to listen to that zikr? Means keep remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah said in Surah Al-Ikhlas, قُلْ. Say يا محمد to them, هُوَ اللَّهُ. He is Allah. And he is unique, Ahad. No one is a creator except him. Qul hu Allahu Ahad. Don't let them to be heedless or to have locks on their hearts. So if they open their heart, it is said that al-kulubu aw'iyatun. فإذا امتلأت من الحق ظهرت زيادة أنوارها على الجوارح. Hearts are containers. The heart is a container that has to be filled. Every container, you have to fill it. Either you fill it with all حق, truth, or you fill it with batil. falsehood. If you fill it with truth, and it is up to the top, it is filled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembrance, because He said, don't let your heart to have a lock, don't lock it, fill it, don't be heedless, keep filling, I'm giving you zikrullah to fill it. When you fill it, and it become overflowing, because as you are filling, it's up to the top. When it reach up to the top, what it will happen? It overflow. When you fill the cup, I know you understand, but when you fill the cup, coming slowly, 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 don't stop here and say, oh, I'm not seeing anything. You don't need to see. Why you are asking to see? All of us, we don't see anything. So, no need. Because what you are doing is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not asking something, as Rabi al-Adawiyya said, Ya Rabbi, I am not worshipping you because I am afraid from your hellfire. And I am not worshipping you to be in paradise. I'm worshipping you for your love. Where you want to put me, I'm not interested. So as you are filling up, leave it to keep filling. Don't stop and say, oh, I didn't see anything, I'm stopping. Don't stop, go, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. When you reach to the top here, Shaitan is easily coming more and say to you, oh, no, crazy? You are not going to get anything. You see, you wasted your time. If you don't listen, kept going, it overflow. When it overflow, they said, ظهرت زيادة أنوارها على الجوارح. At that time, the light that was inside, when it is filling up, it is inside, you cannot see it, it's like veiled. But when it overflows, it's not anymore inside, it is outside. When it is outside, the light of that reality of Zikrullah is overflow, is outside. All the jawarih means every part of your body, every organ is going to be enlightened immediately in one moment. So, as-sulhu lamha. Connection with Allah is in a blink of an eye happens. In one blink of an eye, you will see that overflow filled up your heart. But to get that is not simple, because you have to come against your ego. And that's why we are all struggling. As always Grand Sheikh used to say, one day summa amanu, one day summa kafir. One day we are on the right track. One day we are beginning to fall down because we are listening and struggling with ourselves. وَإِذَا امْتَلَأَتْ مِنَ الْبَاطِلِ ظَهَرَتْ زِيَادَةُ ظُلْمَتِهَا عَلَى الْجَوَارِحِ. So there are two kinds of filling up your container. One is to fill it with zikrullah and not to be heedless and not to put a lock. The other one, to fill your heart, is with listening to what Shaitan is saying and do what your dunya wants, and you keep filling, 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 dunya works until it overflow from your heart, then all this zulma, darkness, will be coming out of the heart and it is spread through your own body. So our duty is not to let that darkness to fill our hearts, but our duty is to let that light of zikrullah to come out. And zikrullah is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful with ummatun nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, اذكروني اذكركم. وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Remember me, I remember you. So if we remember him in one time saying Allah, Allah will say, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Allah's zikr mentioning you is greater. So what you think greater means what he rewards you cannot be described, cannot be expressed. It's over limit. وقال سهل بن عبد الله حرام على قلبه قلب يدخله النور وفي شيء وفيه شيء مما يكرهه الله. It's haram, it's forbidden on a heart that the light of reality will enter in it. It's forbidden, it's not allowed for the light to enter in it, because if that heart has what something that Allah hates. What Allah hates? Allah hates is when you deny His mercy. When you deny His mercy, Allah is not happy. When you deny His mercy, because Allah wants you to know that He is merciful, He wants to reward you. When you deny that mercy, Allah is not happy. And who is His mercy? It's Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So if you deny His mercy, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah is not happy. So you must be happy because you don't deny the Allah's mercy. You don't deny Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But those who deny Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are going to make sure that they have to repent, because then Allah is not happy with them. We say, Ya Sayyidi Ya Rasulallah, Ya Rahmatan Lil Alameen. From here, we believe in you, we love you, we hope to be under your feet and to be with you in the day of judgment in dunya and akhirah. And we love your family and we love our shuyukh. May Allah give Maulana Sheikh long life. وقال ذنون المصري صلاح القلوب ساعة أفضل من عبادة الثقلين. الله أكبر. He was one of the big awliya. He said صلاح القلوب ساعة أفضل من عبادة الثقلين. صلاح القلوب, to fix or to
Mend?
You know what's mend? Huh? Remedy, yeah, that's good. Remedy for the heart, 1 hour is better than worshipness from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam till day of judgment. Allah will reward someone who fixed his heart for 1 hour, means sitting in a zikrullah for 1 hour, is better than ibadatul thaqalain, than worshipness of ins and jinn together from day one till end of dunya. That one wali is describing how much he is getting through his experiences of zikrullah for 1 hour. Imagine then in khalwa, how many hours you are doing zikrullah all the day. There is no sleep. They tell you to sleep 2 hours. Even the 2 hours you cannot sleep. When they give permission for khalwa, you feel that you don't need to sleep. You have power. You don't need to eat. You have power. And what you are doing, either reading Quran or making salawat or zikrullah, all of that is zikrullah. Reading Quran is zikrullah, making salawat is zikrullah, mentioning, remembering Allah's beautiful names and attributes is Zikrullah. He said 1 hour is more rewardable than worshipness of ins and jinn. Because when Allah see His servant obeying Him, He dress him with endless mercy. And the endless mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is His Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So He will dress him He inherit him, He give him some inheritance from the secrets of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when that filled the heart, you will see and you hear things and you see things, especially in khalwa or visions, that never occurred before. It is said that in our way, the only condition that the shuyukh take on their murid in the initiation is to leave forbiddance. They say to you, oh, leave the forbiddance. That's why Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, he used to say, there are 800 forbiddance that we have to take away from ourselves. He said, if you one forbidden, if you don't do it for Allah's sake and Allah loves, if you, yani tarku manhiyun an, to leave one forbidden, afdal min ibadat al-saqalayn, you will be rewarded more than worshipness of jinn and ins. It doesn't mean that you will be it doesn't mean that you have to leave your prayers. No, that is obligation. Is obligations, we are not touching on that. 5 pillars of Islam, you have to do them. But this, on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ, what an eye never see, can see, وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ, and whatever an ear can hear, means no way to hear these things, no way to see these things, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرْ, and never came to a heart of someone to understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you of rewards for leaving one forbidden. Grand Sheikh said, to leave one forbidden is more rewardable than you do 500 ma'murat, obligations or ordered. To leave one, say, I am leaving that forbidden for Allah, say, I'm not doing it. Allah will reward you more than you sit and worship. Why? Because you are trying to let your container to be filled with the lights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it. You are not letting Iblis to or Shaitan to take it away from you. Sayyidina Ali, what he said, we know that this kind of knowledge coming from 2 sources to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One is Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu wa karramallahu wajhahu alayhi salam, and one through Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa ardah. Sayyidina Ali came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is mentioned that Sayyidina Ali came to Prophet. It's not a hadith, but it is narrated, mentioned by Sayyidina Ali. And he said, رُوِيَ عَنْ عَلِيِّ ذِي النَّفْسِ الرَّضِيَّةِ قَالَ, he said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ دلني على أقرب طرق إلى الله وأسهلها. O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, guide me. Ya Rasulullah, dullani ala akrabi turuqi ila Allahi wa ashaluha. Guide me to the most quickest, nearest ways, turuq, tariq, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the most easy one. Why? Because one of the Sahabi, and this is a hadith, he came to Prophet and said, Ya Rasulallah, قد كثرت علي شرائع الإسلام. For me, I am a person that I am weak, too much of things I have to do in Islam, obligations, شرائع. Rules, too much rules. And there are too many rules. That's why people today, because they are so much dipped in the ocean of liberalism, and dipped in the ocean of love of dunya, they cannot anymore accept the easy way. They don't want to be awliya. That is forgotten. That kind of relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People, ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. They don't want to be that type. As they said in one time in some scholar, big scholars, said, wear jeans and go to the mall. Only pray your prayer and go to the mall. And that's enough for you. So no, it's not enough, because you have to be in zikrullah, then you'll be rewarded, as we said, more than the ibadatul jinni wal ins, more than worshipness of jinn and ins. But they don't look at that. So one of the Sahabis that was difficult for him, he said, "Ya, O Prophet, too many rules. Give me something that make it for me easy." He said, "Ij'al lisanaka ratban bi zikrillah." You see, it all goes back to zikrullah. Keep your tongue wet, moist, means keep your tongue continuously remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is difficult or easy? That is easy. Everyone can do that. That's why وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَذَرُّعًا وَخِيفَةً وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ
الْقَوْلِ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَضَرُّعًا وَخِيفَةً وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ وَلَا تَكُنْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ.
Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in yourself, in your heart, hidden or don't make it loud, means keep it in your heart, the remembrance, don't forget me, don't let shaitan to enter your heart, let me to enter your heart. Then my lights, my beautiful names and attributes, I will manifest on you. So zikrullah, everything goes back to zikrullah. So that Sahabi asked for something from Prophet, too many rules. He said, Prophet said to him, keep your tongue busy, because he knew that he is unable to do it through his heart. He said to him, do it through your tongue. Do through your tongue. Keep remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu wa karramallahu wajhahu alayhi salam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, guide me to a way to Allah which is the easiest. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. What do you think he said? He said to him, عَلَيْكَ بِمُدَاوَمَةِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فِي الْخَلْوَةِ. Your duty is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your seclusion, huh? When you are alone. Means keep Allah's remembrance always. When you are able to do it, do it. In khalwa means in secrecy. Not like the Sahabi that he asked Prophet, and Prophet said, keep your tongue busy with zikrullah, for Sayyidina Ali is higher. He's saying to him, you keep doing zikrullah in hidden. In khalwa means in hidden. Means in hidden, it has to be through the heart. Means fill your heart with zikrullah. Means your heart has to be with Allah, your face, your body, your zahir, your appearance with people. As Prophet ﷺ said, li wajhum ma'a al-khaliq, li wajhum ma'a al-khalq, or li sa'atu ma'a Allah, sa'atu ma'a al-nas. I have an appearance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and an appearance with people. Or I have 1 hour with Allah, I have 1 hour with people. So means keep hiding, means keep that zikr in your heart, because it is the place of secrets. When you do something, you keep it secret. Where you keep it? Keep it in your heart and lock it. That's why after you do zikr immediately, you have to lock them. How to lock them? As Mawlana Sheikh Nazim and Grand Sheikh taught us, to send them immediately to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna awda'na hadha zikr indaka ya Rasulullah. We left that zikr with you, ya Rasulullah, because if we leave it with us, it will leak slowly, slowly, with the shaitan riding on us and make us heedless. All the reward of that zikr will disappear. But when you lock it and you to salimuha, to handle it to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's why we say awda'na hadha zikruna indaka ya Rasulullah, or salatuna indaka ya Rasulullah. Do we deposit? Okay, technical word. We deposit in your bank then. O Prophet, that zikr that we have done, or that salah that we have prayed, or that dua that we have made, or that something that we have done, we immediately deposit it before we spend it. Because easily you can spend it when shaitan comes, you can buy from him dunya. Say, I give you that, I give you dunya. You lose it. So deposit there and lock it. فقال علي, سيدنا علي said, كيف أذكر يا رسول الله? How I will do that, يا رسول الله? What is the technique? What is the way? What is the method? What is the rule of zikrullah, of that zikr? How I am going to do it? قال, he said to him, غمد عينيك واسمع مني ثلاث مرات. Close your eyes and listen from me 3 times what I'm going to say. Why he said close your eyes? He wants to teach us through Sayyidina Ali that close your eyes means disconnect yourself completely from dunya. The most إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل ذلك كان عنه مسؤولا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا إنك لن تخرق الأرض ولن تبلغ الجبال طولا. إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا.
Hearing, seeing, and what is in the heart, all of that you are going to be asked for it in day of judgment. May Allah forgive us. Amen. By saying, Ya Sayyidi, Ya Rasulallah, we love you. Ya Rasulallah, Nuhibbuka, Ya Rasulallah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. Allah, Allah, ala kulli man tawa wa tajabbar, ala anfusina. So, he said, the connection to dunya, the biggest connection to dunya is what? Are the eyes. Ears, you can hear but you cannot see. So see is what attracts. That's why awliyaullah, when they want to attract murid, jazba, is through their eyes. From their eyes come that magnet attracting the people who looks into their eyes. And when they look into their eyes, the people, immediately that sheikhs will carry them. That wali will carry them. That's why when we, at the beginning of this series, we mentioned Mawlana Sheikh, Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, with Sayyidina Sheikh Sharafuddin, with his sheikh. When they closed, they put their hands and they closed that mall in Istanbul, and everyone has to pass under their hand, because they want them to look into their eyes. When they look into their eyes, they are smiling. Look to these two people, what they are doing here, holding the doors and making people to pass. Yeah, it's ironic. So it's a nice looking of two sheikhs with two turbans, putting their hands, everyone passing is saying, oh, this is a joke. So then they smile, they laugh, they look into their eyes. As soon as they look into their eyes, he attract them. They attract them. They carry them. So eyes are the very important attraction for awliyaullah. When you look into the eyes of people, if you are a wali, you attract, and in the you'll attract them, and one day Allah guide them. Allah guide them to His religion. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi, Islam, religion to Allah is Islam. He guide them. He said to him, close your eyes and listen to me three times what I am going to say. Means repeat after me. Means disconnect yourself from dunya completely. Close your eyes, you finish. You have no more dunya there. When you close your eyes, you are not in dunya. Where you are? With whom you are going to mention. And he said, say, Ya Ali. Faqala alayhi salam thalasan, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And Sayyidina Ali is hearing. Because Prophet said, Aghmid aynayk wasma. Close your eyes and listen. So both of that. Disconnect yourself from dunya, closing your eyes, coming into the garden of the Divine Presence, and although you are not seeing, you don't see anything, might be, not for Sayyidina Ali, but for us, but listen to that voice of La ilaha illallah. Afdalu dhikri fa'alam annahu La ilaha illallah, as Allah mentioned in Holy Quran.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله واستغفر لذنبك وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والله يعلم متقلبكم ومثواكم.
فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله. يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, know that there is no creator except me. When you carry that power, I'm giving that power to you, and واستغفر لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and ask forgiveness for yourself and for mu'mins, for believers. means give them that power of that the biggest power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told that He gave to Ummat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying La ilaha illallah. Allah is happy because that is maqam al-tawheed. Allah will be happy with that. What is it? Maqam al-tawheed. Level of oneness. Means you are declaring that there is no one to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what the message of Islam. There is nothing else. You have to know that there is no one, there is no creator except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you say La ilaha illallah, it is the tool to take away all sins from you. And Ali is hearing. ثم قال علي ثلاثا كذلك. And then Sayyidina Ali repeated, closed his eyes, listening to Prophet, and then he said, لا إله إلا الله. Means, when you, in that zikr, you enter to say that zikr, at that moment, Prophet is present. And that is the zikr that Prophet taught to Sayyidina Ali. Sayyidina Ali must be present. And you will be in that presence which leads you to the divine presence. And there in the divine presence you are witnessing, Allah is seeing you. You might not be able to see anything, but Allah is seeing you and hearing from you saying, Ya Rabbi, there is no one to be worshipped except you. Allah is happy with that. So this is the what is being granted to Sayyidina Ali to give that tools to everyone that accepting to take it. And we say, Ya Rabbi, Ya Allah, our Prophet is witness on us, Sayyidina Ali is witness on us, that we are accepting that tool, La ilaha illallah, to be conducted in every moment in our life. If we are forgetting, Ya Rabbi, reward us by sending angels to do it on our behalf. And keep us there with the presence of Prophet and Sayyidina Ali. So this is the way that take you through Sayyidina Ali. Ana Madinatul Ilmi wa Aliyun Babuha. I am the city of knowledge and Ali is the door. That is the zikr which is jahri, loud zikr, La ilaha illallah, that is being given Sayyidina Ali. And anyone connected through any tariqah, through any path, Sufi order, to Sayyidina Ali, that zikr is that way. This is the way of it. The other door that Allah gave Prophet and Allah gave to Prophet and Prophet gave to the Ummah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the door of Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. And that door of Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq leading to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but in a different way. So those who are connected through the Naqshbandi order are blending, combining these two ways, that is came from Sayyidina Ali and gave Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, and they are meeting in Sayyidina Ja'far al-Sadiq, one of the 12 Imams, which are the Imams of the Ummah, the 12 grandchildren of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that coming not through one time but time after time, one imam after one imam. Sayyidina Ja'far al-Sadiq in the Naqshbandi order was combined with him. What is coming from Sayyidina Abu Bakr is not called at that time Naqshbandi, whatever it is, the lineage to Sayyidina Abu Bakr is called as-Siddiqiyya, and the lineage of Sayyidina Ali,
That's why it is called the golden chain.
And inshallah, in the next time we will speak about the connection with Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, and from there how these two rivers, that it was mentioned in Holy Quran, one of the interpretation, Maraj al-Bahraini yaltaqiyan.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان.
He made the two oceans to merge together. Allahu Akbar. Look, the merge is coming from Maraj, from Arabic source. Maraj al-Bahrain yaltaqiyan, merge the two oceans.
Merge.
Allahu Akbar. English language take from Holy Quran. Sure, what is in French? Merge. 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 Also French taken from Quran. Maraj al-Bahraini yaltaqiyan, he merged the two oceans to meet these two oceans. The ocean from Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq to Prophet, the ocean from Sayyidina Ali to Prophet, that is the ocean of the golden ocean. Means the ocean that its value cannot be described. May Allah forgive us. We'll continue this next time. وَمِنْ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ بِحُرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ May Allah forgive us. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. That's why I say لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. Yesterday we said say Allah, قل الله, قل الله. ثم ذرهم في خوضهم يلعبون. Say Allah. Allah.
Allah.
Allah. People on the internet saying Allah also and typing. That will go for ever till day of judgment, because that voice is continuous. It moves in the electromagnetic waves. It's keeping going. It doesn't die. It doesn't disappear. So when you do something good, it goes forever. You will be rewarded in every moment. When you said Allah, Allah, it's continuously rewarded. When you say La ilaha illallah, continuously rewarded. لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله.
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 لا إله إلا الله leads you to الله. إن شاء الله we'll explain this tomorrow. بحرمة الحبيب بحرمة الفاتحة. يا الله. Thank you.